数何等众多。
How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them!
我若数点，比海沙更多。我睡醒的时候，能和你同在。
If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee.
我们再请翻到以弗所书第三章十七节。
And then let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3:17.
以弗所书第三章十七节
Ephesians 3:17
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里叫你们的爱心有根有基
That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith that ye being rooted and grounded in love
我今天就想跟弟兄姊妹交通这一节圣经
I want to share with brothers and sisters this verse
我记得当我刚信主的前几年的时候
When I first believed in the Lord in the early days,
感谢主那时候很单纯渴慕要主
At that time, I was very simple and I want the Lord.
那也感谢主他经常就让许多年长的弟兄姊妹路过我们这边
And he allowed elder brothers and sisters to visit us here.
跟我们一起交通一起勉励
They shared with us and encouraged us.
然后我从他们的身上我看到
From their lives, I saw
主是何等的真实
The Lord is very real
非常的可靠
And very dependable
他们在主里非常的刚强
And they are very strong in the Lord
非常稳固
Very stable
我看到主的爱在他们身上
And I see the love of the Lord in their lives
他们也是何等的爱主
And they love the Lord
我心中很受激励
In my heart, I was very much constrained
但我有时候也想到我自己
And then I think about myself
因为那时候刚信主
Because I was this new believer
所以许多的事情我对主好像不知道怎么寻求
So many things I do not know how to seek God
许多生活上的忧虑我不知道怎么卸到主的面前
There are many burdens in my life I do not know how to give it to the Lord
然后我周遭的同学和世界一些影响也会使我常常摇摆
And the students around meThe influence of the world sometimes will sway me.
然后我就在想，主啊，我能够像这些年长弟兄姊妹这样吗？
And then I said, Lord, will I be able to be like these elder brothers and sisters?
因为他们就像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
Because they are like a tree planted in the waters.
他们就像一个房屋建筑在磐石上。
And like a house built on the rock.
我心中有一些担心。
In my heart, I was a little worried.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord,
当我读圣经的时候读到保罗的这个祷告的时候
When I read the Bible and read this prayer by Paul
当我读到第十七节的时候
When I read to verse 17
他说使基督因你们的信住在你们心里
That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith
啊，我的心就突然被拯救了
That my heart was saved
我担心我怎么能够住在主里
I was worried, how can I dwell in Christ?
怎么坚固?
How can I be rooted?
但这里他说基督住在你们心里
But here it says that Christ may dwell in your heart.
他可以就住在我们的里面何等的近
He dwells in our hearts and that's so close to us.
何等的亲
And very near to us.
他能够叫我们的爱心有根有基
It can let our love be rooted and grounded.
我们看这里是叫你们的爱心有根有基。
It's that being rooted and grounded in love.
那个意思就是说他会做这件事情。
It is he who's gonna do it.
哦，我心中得拯救了。
And then I was delivered in my heart.
因为这是他的工作。
Because it is his work.
只要我们信他。
If we believe in him,
他会做一个工作。
Then he will work.
他住在我们里面。
He dwells in us.
永远不走。
And he will never leave us.
他叫我们对他的爱
And let our love
有根有基
be rooted and grounded.
你知道当我们想到这个住的时候
When we think about dwelling,
我们多想一点的时候
When we think deeper,
我们就能看到神的爱
Then we can see his love.
这里说住在你们的心中。
It says dwell in your heart.
这个英文是叫 dwell。
In the English, it says dwell.
后来我再去查了一下，这个 dwell 到底什么意思。
And then I went to look, what does dwell mean?
要是这个名词的话。
If it is a noun.
它叫做 permanent residence.
It is the permanent residence.
哦，我当时又感觉主啊，实在爱我。
And I said, Lord, you really love me.
你说我们。Permanent resident 就是他住在那里，他不走。
Well, permanent residence means he's never going to go away.
当我们买房子的时候，我们会到处去找。
When we are looking for a house, we will look, you know, here and there.
我们满城去找。
We look at every city.
我们找了一个佳美之处。
And we want to find a beautiful place.
我们会说这是我的家。
And we say this is going to be my home.
我就住在那里了。
And I'm going to live there.
我不走了。
I don't want to leave this place.
那这是主的心意。
This is the heart of our Lord.
他要住在我们的里面。
He wants to dwell in our heart.
让我们的心成为他的 permanent resident.
That our hearts will be his permanent resident.
当我们又想。
And then we think again.
我们的心到底是怎样的呢？
What kind of heart do we have?
是因为很舒服让主住在里面吗？
Is it a place that's comfortable for the Lord?
我想想我自己。
And then I think about myself.
我觉得我是喜欢黑暗不喜欢光的。
I like darkness rather than light.
我喜欢弯曲我不喜欢正直的。
I like crooked ways rather than straight.
我的里面是混乱的。
My inside of me is confusion.
我里面是软弱的。
It's weakness.
我们里面是污秽的。
It's dirty.
我们是专爱自己不爱别人的。
It's only loving ourselves and do not love others.
但我越看到这个主怎么可以住在里面呢？
And the more I see this, I think, how can the Lord live in such a place?
但感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他超过我们的想象。
He surpasses our understanding.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
他拯救了我们。
He saved us.
我们是他的儿女。
We are his children.
就像父亲一样，他爱他的孩子。
It's just like the father who loves his child.
他愿意住在他们的里面。
He wants to dwell in them.
而且他很有能力。
And he is so powerful.
他住在我们的心中是作为一个荣耀的工作。
When he lives in our hearts, he's doing a glorious work.
他要改变。
He wants to change.
他叫一个混乱变为一个整齐。
He wants a confused one to be very right.
他叫我们的心能够圣洁。
And our hearts to be clean.
他叫我们里面有安息。
That we will have rest in us.
他叫我们这个家能够成为丰富。
成为
丰富。
That we will have fullness.
是因着他的爱和他的能力，他要住在我们里面。
Because of his love and power, he dwells in us.
所以要感谢主，当我读到这句话语的时候，我得拯救了。
When I read this verse, I was delivered.
因为我信他。
Because I believe.
其他的是他做。
The other, he will take care of it.
我感谢主，我现在交通就是关于这个信，我就交通几点我自己学到的。
I want to fellowship about faith, what I've learned about it.
第一个。
First.
信他。
Believe in him.
就让他进入我们的生活。
That let him into our life.
在我们不信主的时候，我们觉得神很远。
Before we believe, we feel that God is so far away.
是神秘的。
He's so mysterious.
只可以敬拜，不可以亲近的。
He can only be worshipped from afar and we cannot come near him.
但是我们的神他叫我们信他，他是要跟我们亲近的。
But the Lord wants us to believe him because he wants to draw near to us.
我也是从年长弟兄姊妹们的见证当中。
From the testimony of elder brothers and sisters.
主是可以非常亲近的。
We can be very, very close to the Lord.
我记得以前有一个丁弟兄他来到我们当中。
A brother Singh was among us.
他讲他自己的故事一大堆。
And he had many stories about himself.
他就讲，当他年轻的时候，他是大学毕业。
When he was young and was a college graduate.
大概二十几岁。
Maybe 20 some years.
他在重庆。
He was in Chongqing.
有一个主日。
There was a Sunday.
他要去一个地方聚会。
He wanted to go to a place to a gathering.
但是重庆是个山城。
But Chongqing is kind of hilly.
他要走四十里的路去聚会。
He has to walk like 40 miles to get there.
所以他就起来的时候，他就跟主祷告。
So when he woke up, he prayed to the Lord.
他说主啊，路远，我今天可不可以去？
He said, it's so far away. Can I go today?
他说可以去。
And the Lord said, yes, you can.
那他就去了。
And then he went.
当他出门走了一段山路的时候。
After a ways into the path.
呀，然后他就走着走，怎么天就黑起来了。
And then all of a sudden, the sky turned dark.
那个云很低。
The clouds were so low.
好像马上就要下雨了。
As if it was gonna rain immediately.
他左看右看。
He looked right and left.
因为在山路里面。
And because he was in a mountain area.
前不着村后不着店。没有 village, 没有 people.
Oh, okay. There was no villages around there, no people.
然后他就跟主，他就怪主了。
And so he was kind of blaming God.
他说天父啊。
He said, Father God.
他怎么回事？
What's going on?
怎么搞的？
What's happening?
他说：“你不是答应我可以去，怎么会下起雨来了
？”Isn't it that you allowed me to come and then now it's gonna be raining？
他说：“里面就有一个很清楚的声音告诉他。
”But inside there's a voice telling him。
他说：“为着这，为着这件事。
”Because of this thing。
我答应了你。
I said yes to you。
在你行路的时候。
When you were beginning to walk the way,
必不下雨。
There was no rain.
哦，然后他就马上跟主认罪。
And so he confessed his sin before the Lord.
他说主啊，对不起。
He said, Lord, I'm really sorry.
我太急了，所以说话得罪了你。
I spoke too soon, and it displeased you.
他说刮风下雨是你管的。
The rain and stuff like that, it's you have control over them.
然后他就继续往前走。
And then he continued.
然后就到了聚会的地方。
And so he arrived at the meeting place.
一到聚会的地方。
When he got there.
雨好像就好像就倒下来了。
And then the rain just poured down.
然后经过了两个小时的聚会。
After two hours of meeting.
然后他又要回去了，又得走四十里。
And then again, of course, he has to go back 40 miles.
但是他说，当他要出门的时候，看天那个云还是很黑。
Still.The sky is still dark.
好像两个小时雨还是下不完。
It seems like it's not going to stop.
然后弟兄们就问，你要不要伞？
And the brother said, do you want to bring an umbrella?
他说不要伞。
He said, no, I don't need an umbrella.
他说神都不允许他下下来，他下不下来。
Because he said, if the Lord does not allow to rain, it will not.
他就这样出门了。
And then he left.
然后直到他回到家。
Until he gets home.
然后又下雨了。
Then it rained again.
神照着他的应许
according to his promise,
在他行路的时候他必不下雨
when he was on his way along the road there was no rain
所以我们的神在我们的生命中是何等的可以亲近的
and so our God we can draw near to him
所以我在读我的 PhD 的时候
when I was studying for my PhD
我有时候也会担心思想
there were times that I was worried
我在想，哎呀，我这个 PhD 这么长，这么多课，以后毕业了怎么办
？I said, "Wow, this is such a long way to go, and what am I going to do after graduation?"
我在那里计划思想。
I plan and I think.
然后里面有一个提醒。
And then there is a reminder from within.
为什么不把你的 PhD 交给主呢
？Why don't you commit your PhD to the Lord?
我那时候才刚开始 PhD 的 program.
At that time, I was just beginning my PhD program.
当然我就心里在想。
And then I think in my heart.
我说信主对我一些感情的事情很有帮助。
Regarding relationships, my belief is very helpful to me.
也家里出了问题。出了困难，我可以跟主说。
For example, when something happened at home in my family, I can speak to the Lord about them.
但是读书的事情就让我自己来。
But then when it comes to studying, I just do it myself.
主真的可以帮助我做 research 吗
？Can the Lord really help me with my research?
但里面有那个提醒。
But then there's that reminder in me.
我就跟主说，好，我交给你，你是我的主，我这个 PhD 你也是我的主。
I said, Lord, you're my Lord. I'm gonna commit my PhD to you.
然后主就在我各样的事情上带领我。
And then the Lord led me in everything.
选课。
Whether it's picking classes.
考试。
Exams.
与同学的关系。
Or relationship with other students.
与老师的关系。
With teacher.
找工作。
looking for a job.
我一路看到他带领。
I really saw how he leads me.
我感谢主。
I really thank the Lord.
在读书的时候，让我能够经历他。
That during my studying, he really let me experience him.
我们需要不断的经历主。
We have to continue to experience the Lord.
因为我们在地上行走。
Because we are here walking in this world.
仇敌最怕的就是我们经历到主。
What the enemy is most afraid of is that we will experience the Lord.
因为当我们不经历主的时候，我们的信只停在头脑中。
If we do not experience the Lord, our belief is just in the head.
我们的爱也停在嘴唇上。
And 爱停在什么？
嘴唇上。
Oh, and our love just remains on our lips.
但是只有经历到主。
But only when we experience the Lord,
我们可以跟仇敌说,
then we can say to the enemy,
这个主是我经历过的,
that the Lord is someone whom I already experienced.
就像约伯一样,
just like Job.
他能够说,
he say,
从前我分文有你,
he can say that in the past I only heard of you.
现在我亲眼看见你,
but now I've seen you.
第二个,
and second,
信他
believe in him
就是要认定他
is to really regard him
在我们信主的过程会有两个难处
there are going to be two difficulties in us in this believing
一个是在外面的环境
it's the outside environment
临到我们的环境
the circumstance that comes into our lives
叫我们很难
make it very difficult
继续来信靠主
For us to continue to believe in Him.
圣经上的话来教导我们。
In the Bible, it teaches us.
箴言三章第五节。
Psalm 3.
你要专。
Proverbs 3:5.
你要专心仰赖耶和华。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
不可以靠自己的聪明
Lean not with your own understanding
在你一切所行的事上
In all thy ways acknowledge him
都要认定他
In all thy ways acknowledge him
他必指引你的路
And he shall direct your path
我们要认定他
We have to acknowledge him
我们在一开始的时候就有一个态度
We will have this attitude even at the beginning
在任何的时候
Anytime
我们要把自己的担心卸到主的面前
We have to give him all our worries
在我们生命中发生的每一刻
Every second in our life
每一个环境
Every circumstance
现在的
Right now
还是整个一生的
Or the whole life
都是主安排的
It's all arranged by the Lord
都是经过他的手专心的测量过的
It has all passed through his hand and well measured
在我们现在所经历的每一个难处
Every difficulty that we are experiencing now
在我们看是难处
For us they are difficulties
在他看
But for him
这是他我们正需要的一个环境
These are needed circumstances
有时候我们在找工作的时候会等候
So like when we're looking for a job and when we're waiting
好像看不到
We cannot see
然后我们在跟老板的关系出问题的时候
or when we have problem with our bosses
然后在我们的家中好像关系也很复杂的时候
or when the relationship is strained
然后孩子也很难教的时候
or when the kids is so hard to discipline
我们能够到主面前说
we can come before the Lord
主啊这个环境是你特意为我安排的
this circumstance is you have prepared for me
我不愿随便出去
I'm not going to go out of, by myself
愿我们能够伏在主大能的手下
I want to be under your mighty hand
到了时候
And when the time comes
他必会对我们说恩言
He will really be gracious, speaking graciously to us
就我们从那个环境中出来
And then we can be saved out of that circumstance
最后一个很简短的说
Lastly,
信他
believe him,
让他在我身上工作
and let him work in me.
因为这个是关于我们自己的
because this is regarding ourselves.
我们有时候会抓得很紧
Sometimes we grab things very tightly.
我们以为我们自己的想法能够帮我们走出主所，我们所要走出来的。
We think that our plan, our thoughts can really release us from that situation.
常常是我们自己拦阻主在我们身上的工作。
Actually, we are hindering God's work in us.
最近是在学着服侍。
Lately, I'm learning how to serve the Lord.
但是我觉得我自己头脑学了很多。
I feel that in my mind, my head, as if I learn a lot.
但是碰到人的时候。
But when I encounter people,
我就没能力。
I feel that I lost all my strength.
我怕。
I'm afraid.
然后我心里在想。
In my heart, I think.
我一直这样下去的话。
If I continue on like this,
这条路怎么走?
How can I walk this way?
我发现是我自己什么东西都抓在主的手中。
Then I realized that I'm grabbing everything in my hand.
但主是说你要放掉。
But the Lord said, let go.
让他工作。
Let me work.
然后我就对主说。
And I said to the Lord,
我不自己再抓住了。
I'm not going to keep on grabbing this thing.
我若不再学的话。
If I don't learn,
我可能离你所要的越来越远。
Then I'm going to be farther and farther from what you want.
让我现在就重新学起。
And so I'm going to relearn beginning now.
让你在我身上做工。
That you can really work in me.
当我一放下的时候。
When I let go.
主就在别人的身上做事情。
Then the Lord starts working in other people.
人就能够认识主。
Then they start knowing the Lord.
所以我们信主。
So when we believe in the Lord.
认定他。
We have never acknowledged him.
让他在我们身上工作。
And let him work in us.
感谢主。
Thank you. Thank the Lord.
不管我们在哪里。
No matter where we are.
他住在我们心中。
He dwells in us. In our heart.
这是父亲的意思。
This is the meaning of a father.
愿我们因着信。
Because of faith.
经历他。
We can experience him.
叫他也能够在我们里面找到安息。
And that he can find rest in us.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
哦，我很感谢主，因为我觉得，
不好意思，
因为我觉得疾风交通的这个今天这个内容跟我今天想跟大家分享的是有点相似的啊，因为但我们没有讲过。
I thank the Lord that what Jifeng brother Jifeng shared today is very close to what I prepared.
但是我想就是从一个另外的一个角度哈，我们先来看几节圣经。
But it is from another perspective, and now we will read a few passages.
哥林多前书六章十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 6:9.
哥林多前书六章十九节。
First Corinthians 6:9.
19.
19.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头。
Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?
我们再来看约翰一书三章二十四节后半部分。
First John 1.
三章二十四节。
3:24.
后半部分。
And then it's on the only on the last portion.
我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
And hereby we know that he abides in us by the Spirit which he has given us.
刚刚我们弟兄交通他说父神的心意就是说当我们接受我们的主的时候主耶稣自己就住到我们里面了。
It is the heart of the Father that when we accept Christ, he dwells in us.
我们刚才读了那几节圣经后他说神的灵住在我们里面所以主耶稣是借着他的灵住在我们里面。
And then in the passages it says the Spirit abides in us, so the Christ through the Spirit dwells in us.
所以我今天想跟大家交通简短的交通一个题目叫做 主的同在和我们跟我们怎么样经历这个主的同在。好，稍微讲讲一下。
Today I want to share the presence of God and how we experience His presence.
哦，我觉得当我想到这个主的生命住在我们里面，主耶稣基督住在我们里面，嗯，我觉得我信主那么多年，我觉得这是最宝贵的一件事情。
When I think about Christ dwelling in us, I think this is the most precious thing. After I believe in the Lord.
因为那我觉得那是我们所有经历主，我们认识主的一切的根基。
Because that is the foundation of our knowing God.
当我觉得我越在这个越过越觉得哈，觉得这是神的一个非常奇妙、非常伟大、非常宝贵的一个计划，是我们用智慧不能去明白的。
This is a great purpose of God that we cannot understand with our mind.
我希望弟兄姊妹哈，就是说，当我们知道这个信息的时候，我们可以去想一想。神的他自己住在人的里头。
Can we imagine God dwelling in men?
刚才我们弟兄说，我们这样的人，我们是很败坏的人，我们的心是常常是诡诈的。神他居然住在我们里头。
We're such deprived people, and yet the Lord dwells in our heart.
这里使徒约翰告诉我们，他说这个生命，他说我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
And we know that He dwells in us because of the Holy Spirit.
这里讲到他说我们所以知道神住在我们里面
we can know that he dwells in us.
不是我们只是知识上面知道
It's not a mental knowledge.
不是只是我们弟兄跟我们交通了或者是主的话写在那里了我就知道了
Our brother shared or like the word said then I know
他不只是停留在这里
It does not stop there.
因为他说我们所以知道这个知道是说我们可以经历他
When it says no, it means we can experience him.
当我们经历到他的时候我们知道他住在我们里面
When we experience him, then we know that he is in us.
我们来看一节圣经哈，我们翻到诗篇三十四篇第八节
Psalm 34:8
诗篇三十四四篇第八节
Psalm 34:8
他这里说他说你们要尝尝主恩的滋味便知道他是美善投靠他的人有福了
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him.
他这里说 taste and see that the Lord is good.
It says taste and see that the Lord is good.
所以他这里说我们是可以尝到主的
We can taste the Lord.
我们可以看到主
We can see the Lord.
所以这句话哈，我们经常拿来用来传福音。
We use this verse here to preach the gospel.
但其实这句话是对我们每一个信主、重生得救的人来说的。
But this word is for each and every one of us who are born again.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
好，我觉得就我个人的学习上哈，我跟大家分享一些就是我们在主的灵怎么样在我们里面工作。我们怎么样去经历它
From my own learning, I want to share how the Spirit works in us and how to experience Him.
好，我们翻到以弗所书四章三十节。
From Ephesians, turn to Ephesians chapter four.
以弗所书四章三十节。
Chapter 4:30.
说不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God.
我觉得这一部分哈，上个礼拜有几个弟兄姊妹，你们都受浸归入主的名下。
Last week there are brothers and sisters who got baptized under the name of the Lord.
我觉得这就是说，你们刚才我交通道说，主的灵是住在我们里面。
A while ago, I said the Spirit abides in us.
主自己住在我们里面。
And Christ dwells in us.
我们每一个人都可以经历到，他说这里他说不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
We can all experience this grieving of the Holy Spirit.
换一句话说，就是说当主住到我们里面以后，我们整个人变了，就是里面有一个新的生命。
When the Lord dwells in us, we are a new creature.
里面有一个新的感觉。
We have a new sensibility.
什么叫做让神的圣灵担忧？
What does it mean to grieve the Holy Spirit?
意思就是说，当我们在做一些，当我们的行为或者我们思想不蒙神喜悦的时候，
When our actions or our thoughts are not pleasing to God,
就好像就好像我们做了一些事情，让我父母很不开心。
So it's like if we do something that's not pleasing to our parents.
对，所以就是这种感觉。
It's that kind of feeling.
我愿意交通一些我的自己的一些经历哈。
I want to share my own experience.
我记得我，你知道，我记得我大二还是大三的时候。
During my second or third year in college.
你知道年轻人吗？
I'm part of a young person.
都渴望爱情。
I want relationship.
我们弟兄总是教导我们不要信与不信不能同父一轭。
And of course, our brother said that be not unequally yoked to unbelievers.
但是很多时候我们控制不了自己。
But then we cannot control ourselves.
我有一段时间就是处在这样的一个状态里面。
There was a point in my life where I'm in this kind of situation.
我可能没有做很多事情。
Maybe
不敢做。
Really do it much.
但我想了很多。
But I think a lot.
我就是写很多东西。
And I learned a lot.
写。
Huh?
Write.
Oh, I wrote a lot.
Right. OK， 但我一直你知道吗？这种生活是很奇怪的，就是你有主的生命在里面哈，可能别人你可能是世界上的人啊，他们就是你知道吗？享受爱情。
Maybe people in the world they enjoy you know relationships like that。
然后你旁边的朋友们也都找了男女朋友。
And the people around you they have boyfriends or girlfriends。
都会有影响的。
Of course, that affects you.
但是我觉得，就是当我在那个状态和处境里面的时候，我感觉里面有一种不平安。
But when I was in that condition, there was some unrest in me.
不满足。
I was not satisfied.
可能我情感里面好像很开心。
Maybe there's some you know happiness inside of me.
但最深处我不平安。
But in the depths of my heart, I have no peace.
所以当有一天早晨我起来的时候，哈。
So one morning when I got up.
我不知道，就是那天早晨我起得特别早。
I woke up really early.
我感觉突然有一个里面有一个声音跟我说。
There's a voice within me saying.
曹小波你在干嘛
？What are you doing, 小波？
然后又说了一遍。
And then again.
然后我就突然就不是就突然就，好像里面有一个光进来哈。
And then it's as if a light shined in.
我就突然想就是领悟过来。
And then I realize.
我就来到主面前。
Then I come before the Lord.
我就认罪。
And I confess my sin.
主就用他的爱充满我。
And then the Lord pour out His love on me.
哦，那个时候还没有到这个聚会。
I haven't.Come to this meeting at that time.
我那个时候每天早上有一个，就是跟我们的弟兄有祷告聚会，叫晨祷。
That time, every morning we have a devotion prayer.
那天我去，就是那天早上哈，我去了那里。
And so that morning I went to that prayer meeting.
我那个有个年长弟兄他分享了一句话。
And the elder brother shared a word.
是诗篇143篇第八节。
It's Psalm 100.
诗篇143篇第八节。
143.
求你使我清晨得听你慈爱之言，因我倚靠你。求你使我知道当行的路，因我的心仰望你。
Cause me to hear the loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee.
对，那时候他那个弟兄他分享这节经文，我就被 shock.
When he shared this verse, I was shocked.
我想主啊，你真的是爱我。
I said, Lord, you really love me.
你今天早上让我经历到你是我的满足。
You really Let me experience that you are my satisfaction.
你让我看到你真的是与我同在的。
And you show me that you're really with me.
你真的是爱我。
And you really love me.
我这是我的一个经历哈。
This is one experience.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们信主，我们接受主以后。
So when we believe and accepted the Lord,
我们要思想。
We have to think.
神的生命在我们里面。
The life of God is within us.
不是外面。
It's not outside.
不是外面的规条，
It's not outward ritual,
而是里面的感觉，
but it's inner feeling,
是里面的路，
it's an inward way.
好，那个这是一个哈，然后定另外一个就是刚才
another one.
刚才那个季风他交通到他说在我们生活中我们要认定他。
Brother Jifeng shared that we in our lives we need to acknowledge the Lord.
我们知道我们祷告，我们读经，我们弟兄经常讲，不是一个形式。
Whether it's prayer or it's reading the Bible, it's not just going through the motion.
当然，很多时候我们是在有一个形，我们好像是在做这个形式。
Of course.It looks as if we're just going through the motion sometimes.
但是我们是可以在平时的生活里面，甚至我们在做一些事情的时候，我们就可以跟他祷告。
But actually, we can pray to him even when we're doing other things.
而且他会给我们感觉让我们祷告。
And he will give us a sense to pray to him.
我今年寒假回国。
This year when I went home,
那我是去年暑假学的车，在国内。
That summer I learned how to drive in China.
然后我没有开多久就回来了。
And I didn't really have a lot of practice, and then I came back.
我今年寒假回去我又开。
So in the winter when I went home, I.Drove again.
你知道我们在国内开车，如果有经验的话，就是车很多，然后很挤。
You know how traffic and crowded it was in China.
然后呢，有时候因为车太多，然后有些时候我们要回家，有些公寓里面那个路还是很窄。
And then with so many cars and the roads being narrow.
所以就会很难开。
So it was very difficult.
而且挺危险的。
And very dangerous.
我那一天因为我们家是在一个小区里面，然后进到我们家里面要经过一个很窄的路。
To get to our house, I need to go through a narrow way.
那天车很多。
And that day there were so many cars.
我其实挺有自信的，对我的这个驾驶技术。
I was very self-confident about my driving skills.
但是我不知道那天我不知道为什么，当我开进去的时候。
But I don't know why that day when I drove in.
我妈就在我旁边。
My mom was beside me.
我觉得自己不行。
And I felt I really can't do it.
就是有一个感觉，就觉得我得靠主。
There was a feeling that I should really depend on the Lord.
所以我就边开我就边祷告。
So while I was driving, I was praying.
我主啊，你保守我快到家了，你保守。
Yeah.Lord, please keep me. I'm almost home. Thank you, Lord.
当我进去，我们知道那个我们家那边下面是有那个 garage， 有 I mean 不是那个有车库。
Garage,
garage, 不好意思。
In our house.
然后有些时候就因为我们中国人太多了，那个时候有些时候就是那个有些车因为车库是并排的几个车库这么一并排在那里。
So there are many people, and then there are a few garages, you know, side by side.
我们那家的车库是在最里面。
And ours is the most inner one.
然后在最外面那个车库门前有个人在晒太阳，可能他是个老年人。
There was one person in the first garage sunbathing.
然后我是这么拐进去。
And so I kind of turn in.
然后我不知道为什么我当时思想有点游离。
And I don't know what went into me.
In my mind. Yeah. 就是对，就 unconcentrated.
So I was not concentrating.
你知道，我们知道我们那个开的时候，我们因为那个路很小，然后我们需要减速，所以不需要踩那个发动机。
Actually, we need to slow down and don't have to push the pedal. The gas.
The gas.
Yeah.
所以就是慢慢的开。
And so, kind of just slowly go in.
所以当我车朝着那个人的时候。
So when my car was towards that person.
我就感觉我好像要踩那个 pedal。就是那 gas.
I felt that I was pushing on the gas pedal.
差点就踩，就有那个，你知道吗？那个就知道要踩下去。
I can feel I'm gonna be, you know, stepping on it.
但我停下来了，突然缓过神。
Stop.
踩了个刹车。
It was the brake that I stepped on.
我当时吓坏了。
I was so scared.
我真的吓坏了。
I was really scared.
我到把车停下以后出来，我还是。很胆战心惊。
And even when I came out of the car, I was so shaken.
我那时候特别理解为什么有些人在停的，就是在停车 whatever 就会踩那个油门。
Then I realized that how it happened. You know, you want to stop the car, but you're stepping on the gas.
我想感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
真的是主保守我那脚没踩下去。
It's really the Lord keeping me from stepping on the gas.
所以主就是这么领导我们。
This is how the Lord leads us.
我又觉得主的生命何等的宝贵。
The life of the Lord is so precious.
所以，我们不要轻看我们里面的感觉。
That we should not belittle the sense that is in us.
当主给我们感觉的时候。
When the Lord gives us this sense.
我们觉得要祷告的时候。
When we need to pray.
我们就祷告。
Then we should pray.
主让我们悔改，我们就悔改。
When the Lord wants us to repent, then we repent.
当然，我们说有很多时候我们的心很硬。
But of course, sometimes our heart is so hardened.
但当我们真的回转的时候。
But when we turn around,
当我们真的愿意去依靠他的时候
and when we really want to depend on him,
他会让我们看到他是神
he will show us that he is
他是我们的神
he is our God,
他与我们同在
he is with us.
我准备了好多
I
想多了 那我最后再分享一下我们把我们放到诗篇
Let's turn to Psalm
143篇
143
篇no, 不好意思，对，不好意思，八十四篇，不好意思，八十四篇 ，yeah, 一到四节。
Psalm 84:1-4.
万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱！我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠，我的肉体向永生神呼吁。万军之耶和华，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着暴雏之窝，如此住在你殿中的。便为有福，他们仍要赞美你啊！你就不需要翻译了，我都没时间了。哎，这里讲到，他说：“万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱。”
It says, "Lord of hosts, how amiable are thy tabernacles."
弟兄姊妹，我们如果真的尝过主恩的滋味，我们一定要渴慕他。
If we have experienced the Lord, we will really want him.
我们一定会渴慕他。
We will really want him.
这里他说：“你的居所何等可爱。”
It says, "How amiable are thy tabernacles?"
我的心肠，我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语。
I faint for the courts of the Lord.
我的心肠，我的肉体向永生神呼吁。
My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
这是我们我们被主摸过的人会有的一个感觉。
For us who have been touched by the Lord, we have this sense.
而且主借着他的话告诉我们。
And the Lord used His words to tell us.
是他最想看到的。
It's what He wants to see.
就是我们渴慕他。
It's that we really want Him.
我们愿意见到他自己。
We want to see Him.
我们来看一下，我最后再分享一点就结束哈。我们来看，出埃及记24:17-18.
Exodus 24:17-18.
24:17-18.
Exodus 24:17-18.
耶和华的荣耀在山顶上，在以色列人前面眼前，形状如烈火。摩西进入云中上山，在山上40昼夜。
And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went up into the midst of the cloud and got up into the mountain. Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights.
33章。
Exodus 33:1-3.
One, two, three. 耶 耶和华吩不需要翻译了哈。耶和华吩咐摩西说：“我曾起誓应许亚伯拉罕、以扫、雅各说，要将迦南地赐给你的后裔。现在你和你从埃及地所领出来的百姓，要从这里往那地去。我要差遣使者在你前面撵出迦南人、亚摩利人、赫人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人，领你到那流奶与蜜之地。我自己不同你们上去，因为你们是应着景象的百姓，恐怕我在路上把你们灭绝。”第十五节。
And then verse 15.
摩西说：“你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。”十六节。人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？我们看到摩西这里是被神大大的得着。
Moses was apprehended by God.
他在那个山上四十昼夜。
He was there in the mountain 40 days and night.
与神面对面。
Face to face with God.
他见到了神他自己的荣耀。
He saw the glory of God.
所以他这里我们看到当以色列人悖逆不遵行神的旨意的时候。
When the Israelites rebelled and disobeyed.
耶和华说我曾经应许你们去得那迦南地。
The Lord said, in the past, I want you to get that promised land.
我给你们。
I give it to you.
我让我的使者带着你们去。
I have my messenger send you, be before you.
我不去。
But I'm not gonna go with you.
你们自己去。
You go by yourself.
神还是要应验他的应许。
But the Lord still wants to accomplish this.
但他自己不去。
But he does not want to go himself.
然后摩西怎么说？
And how did, what did Moses say?
如果你不亲自去，同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。
If thy presence go not with me,
carry us not. 我们知道迦南得迦南地是神的应许。
We know that to gain Canaan is the promise.
也是他的命令。
It's his commandment.
但是这里主他说我不跟你们去了。
But the Lord said, I'm not going to go with you.
我们在这里看到什么？
What do we see here?
我觉得我在这里看到的就是说，我们很多时候我们觉得我们在遵行神的旨意。
Many times we think we're following His command.
我们来聚会。
We come to meeting.
我们祷告。
We pray.
我们参加Bible study.
We are in Bible study.
我们做很多。
We do a lot.
我们觉得我们遵行神的旨意。
We feel we are doing His commandments.
神不与我们同在。
But the Lord is not with us.
这里说神不跟我们同在。
Here it says, my presence is not going to be with you.
摩西他说千万不要。
And Moses said, God forbid.
因为如果你不与我们同去。
Because if you're not going with me.
人在何事，第十六节，人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？
And for wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight?
岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？
Is it not in that thou go with us and we shall be separated, I and thy people, from all the people?
弟兄姊妹，什么使我们与地上的万民有分别？
Brothers and sisters, what can separate us from other people?
是我们的宗教的行为吗？
Is it our religious action?
是我们来聚会吗？
Is it because we come?
他们看到我们来聚会，你就是基督徒。
Because you come to meeting, you are Christian? No.
因为神与我们同在。
It's because God is with us.
我们对神要有一个渴慕。
We need to have a desire and want for the Lord.
有个渴慕说主，你若不去，我就不去。
And say that Lord, if you're not going to go, then I'm not going to go too.
就分享到这里。
Here ends my sharing.
在第三个部分哈。
The third part。
请读一下哥林多后书第五章。
Just turn to Second Corinthians 5。
哥林多后书第五章十三到十五节。
2 Corinthians 5:13 to 15.
我们若果癫狂是为神，若果谨守是为你们。原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。好吧，那就这边有一句话叫做基督的爱激励我们。
Here it says, for the love of Christ constrain us.
然后保罗在这边讲的时候呢，他说弟兄姊妹，你们可能觉得我有点那个像癫狂的感觉。
He said, brothers and sisters, maybe you think I'm beside myself.
弟兄姊妹，如果保罗今天在我们当中哈，
if Paul were in our midst,
我们有可能觉得他是个怪人。
Maybe we think he's weird.
但其实他是被主重用的一个仆人。
But he's greatly used by God.
为什么会觉得他有点怪？
But why will think he's kind of weird?
因为我们看到一个人呢，他是完全为主而活。
Because he's totally living for the Lord.
他是被主的爱充满的人。
He's filled by the love of God.
他可以丢下一切，不顾一切，只为着跟随主的人。
He can lay down everything, not mind everything, and just follow the Lord.
那他的秘诀在哪里？
What's his secret?
因为他被主的爱激励。
It's because he was constrained by the love of God.
这个激励呢，就表示他被主的爱困住。
This constraining is like he's surrounded by the.
好像被紧紧的那个抓住呢，在那个墙角里面不能出去的。
He was cornered as if in that place and cannot go out.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿我们像保罗一样被主的爱好像圈在一个范围里面。
That we will be like Paul, constrained and cornered by God's love.
所以过去呢，当我们被圈住之后。
When we're constrained.
对，过去觉得宝贵的呢，现在觉得好像没什么。
Whatever we think are precious before, now it doesn't matter.
那过去呢，我的人生方向是往这个走，但现在我是跟随主。
Before I'm going on this direction, now I'm following the Lord.
也许过去我知道神是爱我的。
And before I know that God loves me.
的确他是爱我。
Yes, he loves me.
但现在我成了他的爱的俘虏。
But now I'm a captive of his love.
然后我们就有一个心哈。
And then we have a heart.
我们愿意一生呢住在耶和华的殿中。
That we want to dwell in his temple.
然后我们要住在他同在里面。
We want to be in his presence.
常常活在他的爱的遮盖的底下。
And we want to live under the bond of his love.
所以当我想到这个的时候呢。
And when I think about this.
然后诗篇139篇就进到我的心里。
Psalm 139 entered my heart.
然后诗篇139篇我们用中文读前面的一到十节。
We'll just use Chinese to read one from verses 1 to 10.
诗篇139篇一到十节。
Psalm 139, 1 to 10.
OK, 中文我念一次就好。耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我。我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。你从远处知道我的意念，我行路，我躺卧，你都细察，你也深知我一切所行的。耶和华啊，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上，这样的知识奇妙，是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃躲避你的面？我若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住，就是在那里。你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。我想，可能蛮多弟兄姊妹也蛮熟悉的。
Brothers and sisters are probably familiar with this.
弟兄姊妹，这是一首大卫的诗。
This is the Psalm of David.
你发现他。经历了一个事情叫做主厉害的同在。
He really experienced the presence of the Lord.
有时候我们说，哎呀，主你与我同在。
Maybe sometimes we say, oh Lord, you're with me.
但是你发现什么叫做主的同在？这边大卫有一个经历。
But what is the presence of the Lord?
在第一节哈，他说，耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我。
He said, oh Lord, thou hast searched me and known me.
我在最近。 这些年有时候跟朋友谈到一点福音。
This few years when I shared with friends about the gospel.
我在不知不觉当中呢，有时候会跟他们谈到一件事情。
Unaware, I will talk to him about, or talk to them about this.
对，我想告诉他们说，神离你们不远。
I want to tell them that God is not far.
就是说，神认识我们每一个人。
God knows every one of us.
他认识你。
He knows you.
所以你在经过什么事情的时候，神都知道。
And what you've been through, God knows.
也许你今天在学业的困难当中。
Maybe you're in difficulty today.
也许你在家庭的关系上面也有难处。
You have difficulty in relationship at home.
当你高兴的时候。
When you're happy.
当你心情低沉的时候。
When you're down.
神全部都知道。
God knows all of that.
神知道你的经历，也知道你的感觉。
God knows your experience and He knows how you feel.
所以神距离你一点都不远。
That's why the Lord is not far from you.
所以当我这次读这诗篇的时候，
So when I read this psalm,
我好像突然有点明白一个事情。
Then I kind of understand one thing.
当我们这样子对朋友讲的时候呢，
When we say this to friends,
我们有一个开头让把它带到一个神的同在的当中。
It's kind of opening a beginning to bring him to the presence of the Lord.
因为他发现神其实是围绕在他的生活的周遭的。
He realized that God is present in the lives of people.
那不仅他做的事情神知道。
Not only what he does, God knows.
他里面的那个感觉跟经历呢，神也都能够体会。
Even his inward feeling and experience, God also knows.
所以弟兄姊妹，朋友是如此。不信主的朋友是如此。
If unbeliever friends are like that,
何况我们这些神的儿女呢？
How much more we, the children of God?
神更是仔仔细细的看顾我们，知道我们，鉴察我们。
Of course, the Lord takes care of us, knows us, and knows what we are.
所以当大卫写这个诗篇一开头的时候呢？
So in the beginning with this psalm,
所以我愿意弟兄姊妹，我们一方面我们是用信心，我们也知道神这样子认识我们。
Of course, we take this by faith, and we know that this is how the Lord knows.
我们也实在从心的深处知道呢，主目前就在看着我们。
And from the depth of our heart, we know that the Lord watches us.
对，不管你在实验室，
whether you're in the lab,
不管你一个人在家里或者在人群的当中，
you're alone or in a crowd.
也许你在读书，也许你在那个在旅游。
You're studying or traveling.
神都在看着我们。
The Lord sees you.
所以神离我们是何等的近。
So God is near us.
这个让我们慢慢知道什么叫做神的同在。
This starts to let us know what is the presence of God.
所以当大卫写这个诗的时候，比如说二三节。
For example, verses 2 and 3.
他说：“我坐下，我起来。”
My sitting down and my rising up.
然后我在走路，我躺下来。
Or when lying down, or when I'm on my path.
神全部都知道。
All of this God knows.
哎，我觉得弟兄姊妹，我不晓得如果你读的时候你会有什么感觉。
I don't know how you feel when you read this psalm.
你会不会觉得不太舒服？
Do you feel uncomfortable?
好像有个人每天这样一直看着你这样。
As if there's a person keep on watching over you.
对，我们年长弟兄有张弟兄老是记得一个他年轻时候认识的一个年长姊妹。
Our brother Kong mentioned an elder sister.
他说那个老姊妹呢，她信主了，老的时候信主。
This sister came to the Lord in her old age.
要信主要受浸。
And then she was going to be baptized.
然后弟兄们那时候有个惯例呢，要给他们有点谈话，有点像考试这样，确定他可以受浸。
So there was kind of an interview by elder brothers before she can get baptized.
所以这个年长弟兄就问这个姊妹呢，说你觉得主耶稣今天在天上在干嘛？
So the elder brother asked her, what do you think the Lord is doing in heaven today?
然后那老姊妹想了一下。
And the sister thought about this.
她说主耶稣现在在天上呢，他一直在看着我。
She said, the Lord Jesus is in heaven looking at me.
然后看看我哪里有犯了错，哪里又犯了罪，老是在那边挑我。
Finding fault with me, see if I sin.
就听说他那次没过。
And of course, he
did that. 所以弟兄姊妹，大卫的感觉不是这个感觉。
What David felt is not this feeling.
他觉得这件事情是一个很奇妙、很宝贵的事情。
For David, this is an amazing, precious thing.
他觉得这是有福的，因为神一直在看着他。
This is a blessed thing because the Lord is watching over you.
弟兄姊妹，主何等的注意我们。
The Lord pays attention to us.
你知道吗？就是大卫他没有说他在打仗的时候神在注意我。
David did not say when he was fighting in the battle, then that the Lord paid attention to him.
以前大卫也去常常逃命的时候，他没有说逃命的时候神在看着我。
He didn't say when I was running, then the Lord watches over me.
他就是很简单说，我们就在平常的日子坐下起来躺卧这个行路，主就看着我。
It is in a normal day when I'm sitting down, when I'm rising up, the Lord sees me.
所以弟兄姊妹，记得这件事情，主无时不刻的呢在与我们同在。
The Lord is constantly with us.
所以神怎么，我们实在要感觉宝贵，因为神怎么这么注意我们这个人。
We really need to be feel so precious that the Lord pays that much attention on us.
你知道吗？你们家的垃圾你会不会很注意？
Would you be paying attention to your garbage?
是一个垃圾，你不会，你想看一眼就赶快扔掉了。
Of course, you see it and then you throw it away if it's a garbage.
对，我不是什么艺术品收藏家，我知道有一些看古董或者看艺术品的。
But for people who are who wants to collect antiques or like fine art,
painting, 对对对，所以他们那个东西他们觉得珍贵。
For them, they feel those things are so precious.
然后他们可能就每天在那边欣赏，在那边看。
And so every day they're looking at them and the,
还用放大镜。
Or using magnifying glass to look at them and you know.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，主怎么这么对我们看，把我们看得这么宝贵，仔仔细细在那边检查我们，知道我们。
But how can the Lord be looking at us so?In a very precious way.
好像是他手中的一个杰作，他一直在那边要看，要欣赏。
We are his workmanship. He wants to enjoy us.
所以这边我们有个提醒哈。
So this is a reminder for us.
神这么的注意我们这个人。
How much the Lord pay attention to us?
但愿我们要做一个值得主注意的人。
That we will be worthy of that attention.
如果我们每天都是在那边那个。浑浑噩噩的话，他注意我们也没什么意思。
If in every day we're just being careless and doing our own stuff, what's the point of his being attentive to us?
然后那个大卫他这边特别提到几个事情。
So there are a few things that David mentioned here.
他说他的意念。
It's his thought.
他意念，然后他的行，他所行的，他的 ways.
And then his ways.
然后他舌头上的话。
And his words.
全部主全部都知道。
All of those God knows.
每一件行的每一件道路每一句话主全部都知道。
Each of his thoughts, his ways, his words, the Lord knows.
所以你会发现神很注意我们的心思。
The Lord pays great attention to our mind.
神很注意我们在走什么路。
He pays attention to what way we're taking.
他注意我们在讲什么话。
Or what words we're saying.
所以弟兄姊妹，一方面我们觉得这是一个敬畏的事情。
This is something we need to fear God.
我们也觉得是一个蒙爱的事情。
But it's also we feel love.
所以我只能略提啊，弟兄姊妹，我们平常在想什么
？Now what do we think on a daily basis?
对我们平常那个脑袋到底装什么东西
？What's in our mind?
所以神不仅只看我们的外貌，他一看就看到我们的内心。
The Lord does not only look at the outside; He sees the inner heart.
有那个。主耶稣的肉身母亲玛利亚有个好处。
Mary has a good thing.
她遇到一个主的事情呢，她就反复思想。
When she encounters the Lord's thing, she keep on thinking and meditating about it.
然后她遇到天使跟她说话，她反复思想。
When the angel told her something, she meditates on it.
然后主耶稣在圣殿里面，十二岁留在圣殿。这个事情他也反复思想。
So like the Lord when he was 12, he said to her, that thing also stays with her.
然后当大卫在他成为王的时候呢，他所想的是神的约柜，就是神的同在。
When David became king, all he thinks about was the ark of the Lord.
然后当他有了自己的家的时候呢，房子的时候，他想的是神住在哪里，他就想这些事情。
When he has his own house, what he thinks about is where will God dwell?
然后保罗写信的时候呢，他说我为着你们啊，昼夜流泪在那边思想你们。
And Paul said, day and night I think about you guys and have tears for you.
然后诗篇第一篇他说啊，喜爱耶和华律法的，昼夜思想的呢，这人必为有福。
And then it says in Psalm 1 that blessed is the one who meditates on his law day and night.
所以弟兄姊妹， 我这几年啊，好像主也给我一些恩典，带领我走这个被主充满的这个，就是说思想上求主常常充满我。
And so this few years, the Lord is so gracious that in my mind, the Lord fills me.
有时候想说，哎呀，这位还没信主的朋友要怎么样才能够得救啊？
I think, how can this friend be saved?
然后我也常常在想，主啊，这个礼拜你有什么话要对我们说呢？
Or this week, what word do you have for us?
然后读圣经的时候，我就问主说，主啊，这段圣经该怎么领会啊？你是有什么意思呢？
Or like this passage in the Bible, how do you want me to understand it?
对，当我们开车来到聚会当中，
or when driving to the meeting,
然后总是常常想说，主啊，今天我要怎么来感谢你？
In my heart, I think, how can I thank you today?
弟兄姊妹，我们平常到底在思想什么？
What are we thinking on a daily basis?
对，很多时候我们是被现在的地上的流行。
Are we thinking about today's fashion?
啊，皮包。
Or bag.
手机。
Or our phone.
让我们读书的前途。
Our future career.
对，我们的感情。
Our relationship.
让我们应该去哪里玩。
Where should we go for travel?
好多事情就充满在我们脑里。
All these things are occupying our mind.
主都知道。
The Lord knows that.
弟兄姊妹，主是乐意注意我们。
The Lord, like to pay attention.
但愿我们的思想呢，成为一个他值得他注意的人。
But may our thoughts be worthy of his attention.
所以我们怎么行路？我们应该遵行神的旨意，走在主的正路上。
How we walk, how we have to follow him and be in his will.
主非常注意我们有没有行在他的正路上面。
He really pays attention whether we are walking in his will.
然后主也非常注意我们有没有在说造就人的话。
And if our words are building others.
还是在讲一些无聊的闲话。
Or are they idle talk?
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿我一些简单的交通哈，弟兄姊妹记得，主的同在是包围在我们周围的。
May this brief sharing let brothers and sisters know that his presence is surrounding us.
有时候这超乎我们能够理解的。
Maybe this is beyond our understanding.
太奇妙。
It's so amazing.
但是因为我们是在他爱的圈住的范围里面。
But we're constrained by his love.
然后我们在他的同在的圈住的里面。
And we're in his presence.
我们好像开始慢慢有大卫的经历。
So we begin to have the experience of David.
所以弟兄姊妹记得哈，当你不管去哪里，你去天上去阴间。
So brothers and sisters, where even you're in heaven or in Hades.
也许你毕业从这边离开。
Maybe you leave this place when we graduate.
就算你住在这边，你会在不同的情况里面。
Or if you live here, you'll be in different circumstances.
你要记得哈，你不管去天涯海角。
Whether you're in the ends of the earth.
主都与你同在。
The Lord is with you.
不管你在哪里呢，主的手必定要引导你。
No matter where you are, his hand will lead you.
甚至有的时候，也许我们觉得，哎呀，主啊，我可不可以放松一点，先跟你请个假？
Maybe sometimes you say, I want to relax. Can I take a break from you?
但记得啊，如果你是一个被主爱圈住的人，
But if you're one who is constrained by his love,
你到哪里呢？你都可以见到神的面。
No matter where you go, you will see his face.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿我们慢慢略略有点经历，住在主的里面，然后主也住在我们里面，神的同在实在是奇妙，实在是美好。
May we begin to experience that we abide in him and he abides in us and his presence is amazing.
一方面我们活在神的那个爱的同在里。
That we live in his love.
然后我们也记得我们是一个敬畏的心呢，但愿主注意我的时候呢， 我是配得他注意的人。
And that we fear the Lord, so that when He pays attention to us, we are worthy of that attention.
我们有个结束的祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，你的爱是在我们还不理解的时候就临到了我们。
Your love is upon us even when we don't understand.
你的生命住在我们心里面，这也是我们觉得稀奇的事。
Your life is in us, and that's so amazing to us.
并且你带领我们进到你同在的经历里。
And you bring us to your presence.
主啊，你乐意无时不刻的在我们身旁围绕我们。
You surround us all the time.
你成为我们的保护。
You will protect us.
你成为我们的带领。
You are our leader.
你在那边把我们当作你手中的珍品，在那里细细的观察。
And we are like precious vessels before you, paying attention to us, Lord.
我们的确像大卫感觉这个太奇妙，超出我们所能够测度的。
This is so wonderful. It's beyond our understanding.
但是我们从心的深处确知，不管我们在哪里，你都与我们同在。
From the depths of our heart, we know you're with us, no matter where we are.
不管在什么情况里面，主啊，你的面、你的同在、你的灵不离开我们。
Your face, your spirit will always be with us.
因此，我们怀着感恩的心，求主引导我们走这条与你同在永生的路。
And so we thank you. May you lead us in this eternal way.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 聚会就到这里。